Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Saskatchewan country artist Catherine Lewins is the 2011 Saskatchewan Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year. She was also nominated for Rising Star and Best Album for Kicking Up Dust. We'll hear a couple of the songs from that album and get to know Catherine a bit better on this edition of In the Country, live from Ontario. Let's welcome Catherine Lewins to the show. Hey there, Catherine.
Hi, Dave.
Great to have you here on the show, and a big thanks to Linda Ewing for setting things up.
Yeah, for sure. It's a pleasure to be chatting with you.
Yeah, looking forward to this. I've been able to hear some of your music, of course, and go online, and there's some great performances of you on YouTube, particularly the great grain bin tutorial, I guess, showing how you sing Amazing Grace in a grain bin, of course, growing up on a farm.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of had the thought in my head the one day as I was driving home to the farm, and I thought, you know what, wouldn't that be neat to just show people how I grew up and one of the memories I have of growing up on the farm. And so I'm glad people are enjoying it.
Yeah, we'll encourage them to go on YouTube and check it out and look up that video, Granary Singing 101, I think is what it's called, Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, congratulations. You had several nominations at the 2011 SCMAs, Rising Star Album of the Year, and, of course, you won for Female Vocalist of the Year, which is a great honor. How did that feel?
Well, it was definitely, you know, there's always that 50-50 chance, and I was definitely very surprised and very grateful for the recognition, for sure. And definitely feel very honored considering all the talent that I was up against. And I'm looking forward to many more years of being involved with the SCMA and keep plugging along.
Now, what as far as influences go, as you were growing up, Catherine, who are some of the female singers that you listened to? And I'm sure there's some male singers on the list as well that inspired you and influenced you to pursue music.
Well, as for female artists, I kind of tend to gear towards the Miranda Lamberts and the Jody Messinas and Terry Clark and that kind of female style, I guess. You know, there's always the other great ones too, like, you know, Alison Krauss and old faithfuls like that. But I did grow up with a lot of male country singing influences too, you know, like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and nowadays Paul Brandt is very inspiring to me as well, and Dierks Bentley, obviously.
Yeah.
I did have a opportunity to meet him and I have lots of different influences, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about Dierks in a minute, but so that obviously tells me that you're very much into the traditional side of things, because all those artists you mentioned sing great traditional country. They're not on the pop side of things for the most part.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely have an appreciation for that traditional country sound, although I do, like, I enjoy all types of music, that's for sure. I'm just a musical person, but growing up on a farm, I kind of geared towards singing country music, so yeah.
In your shows, Catherine, do you ever, as you talked about liking other kinds of music, have you ever, which some artists will do, take a song that is not country at all, but will sing it their way, and then it kind of comes out country?
Yeah, I've definitely dabbled in that a few times, for sure, yeah. It's actually a lot of fun, because it kind of gives you a lot of different opportunities to be creative and just have a lot of fun.
it surprises people too, and but it can keep the song fresh as well. It's something people aren't expecting. Any examples come to mind of one that you did that way?
Well, we did at a show I was playing at Living Sky Casino a few weekends ago. We did "Long Train Runnin'" by the Doobie Brothers, and yeah, it was just a blast. It was so fun and got everybody riled up. So yeah, it was a blast.
Great. Now, when you're on stage performing, do you like to do a lot of talking, like enough talking to explain the story and maybe a bit about yourself, or do you stick to primarily singing throughout?
Well, I guess it depends on the gig. A lot of the time, you know, there's a song that you'll play and it needs a little bit of explanation, but then there's, you know, the old cover tunes that you do and everybody just knows them and they're ready to have fun along with you. And there's other shows like Songwriters Cafes where the whole point of the show is to explain to the listener the story behind the song and have an opportunity for them to, you know, gain a different perspective on it. So, yeah, I guess it just kind of depends on the event.
Depends on the event, exactly. That's great. The album, Kicking Up Dust, how did it feel when it was done? I'm sure a lot of work went into it. You did a lot of the writing on it?
I did actually all the writing on it. It was definitely, you know, I felt like a dream of mine had come true when I finally was able to hold it in my hands. A lot of work did go into it and a lot of, you know, time and effort and heart and soul. And so I'm very happy to have the opportunity to have an album out and looking forward to the next one, that's for sure.
Yeah, was it hard to adapt to, of course you perform live, but to go into the studio and it's a different form of singing, a different way of doing it. Was there anything you had to learn or a special way to adapt to putting it down on record?
Well, actually, one of the funny things that's coming to mind that my producer always had to remind me at the beginning that I would always smack my lips when I was singing in between lines, and it made, like, the microphone is really sensitive, so I kind of had to learn, you know, the right way to sing and the right way to, you know, be very quiet in certain spots, and it's definitely a very educational experience for someone who, you know, it was my first experience in the studio, and so, yeah, I definitely learned a lot.
Now, this song, the first song we're going to play, Catherine, is Girl You Couldn't Get. What can you tell us about the inspiration behind the song?
Well, this one is kind of dedicated to, I don't know, a lot of, you know, as any other girl would say, you know, you've seen your share of jerks along the road, and in regards to relationships and you know, just kind of sticking up for yourself and not settling for, you know, being treated a certain way that, you know, you don't deserve to be treated and sticking up for what's right.
Let's share it now. This is Catherine Lewins, Girl You Couldn't Get, here on In the Country.
You are
And there's Catherine Lewins with Girl You Couldn't Get here on In the Country. Catherine is the 2011 Saskatchewan Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year. We talked about influences earlier, Catherine. What about specifically songs, say, along a classic country vein, or even today's country, but any cover songs you do in concert that you particularly enjoy?
Well, I have to say that the Auctioneer song by Leroy Van Dyke is kind of becoming my signature song.
Nice. That's a gold medal.
Yeah, so... Yeah, a lot of people might not expect this, you know, blonde, long hair, blue-eyed farm girl to be able to do the Auctioneer song, but it's actually
That's
one
great.
That I grew up, listening to my dad sing it, and I kind of thought to myself, hey, well, why couldn't I learn that? And so it's definitely become a favorite.
I think it's great with when an entertainer like you does older songs, because let's say there's young people coming to the show. Some of them may definitely know a lot of older country, but they may just know the newer stuff. So that's a way of introducing some of these great classic songs to them that they wouldn't have otherwise heard.
Oh, yes, definitely. And there's so much, like, there's such a rich history in country music, and I think it's really important to hang on to those traditional vibes, I guess, in the songs. The newer country sound is also... you know, very appealing as well, but, you know, it's important to hang on to those roots that we came from.
This is Catherine Lewins, and I'm home again on In the Country.
The city lights are suffocating me again. All that traffic outside is seeping in. It's only Monday and it's four more sleep. I can't get away from these busy streets. These high black dress clothes are making me ill. Breaking my new cowboy boots with the special red tip. And even if I have to work till 8, I'll still be leaving Friday night, cause I can't wait. I'm gonna break down the black top and turn up the country radio. And when I
Saskatchewan country artist Catherine Lewins, and that is her song, I Am Home Again, from our album Kicking Up Dust. And you can head to CatherineLewins.com and learn more about her there. We got you back on the line, Catherine. What can you tell us about that song? It definitely sounds like it's from your heart and about heading back to the farm.
Yeah, I actually wrote that with, you know, I live in the city right now, but, you know, whenever I get a chance, I like to drive home to the farm for the weekend or you know, whatever's going on. But I always kind of picture how happy I feel when I know that I'm turning onto the gravel road, going home to the farm and turning off the highway. And I actually, the first time I played that for all of my sisters and brothers, they were like, I totally know what you're talking about in this song. And so I think a lot of farm kids can relate to that. I think, you know, it strikes a chord with a lot of people. So,
yeah, it sure does. And you must have got a lot of your influences in the songs you wrote, you're the inspiration from growing up on the farm.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess the songs that you wrote for it, were some of them older? Like when you've got to write for the next album, usually it's just the time in between, but this is your debut. Are any of these ones going back a few years?
Like as to when I wrote them?
Yeah, exactly. Are any of them older songs that you sort of held on to for a while before putting them on the album?
No, actually. They were all kind of written during the same time period. So, yeah, they're kind of all in the same group, yeah.
Very cool. On the subject of songwriting, can you remember what inspired you to write your very first song? And is it one you would still want to perform today, or was it part of the learning curve?
Well, actually, some people may not know this about me, but my very first song that I wrote was probably when I was about 11 years old, and it was actually on the piano. And that's kind of how I got started into composing music and writing songs, and gradually I just started putting lyrics to the songs. So I really couldn't tell you what my first song was with lyrics, but, you know, it's definitely changed a lot since writing instrumental music, that's for sure.
Yeah, Corky, that's a very interesting approach. You were finding melodies coming to you at first before lyrics, but you were completing pieces of music, just the melodies and the chords, of course.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, kind of opened up a whole new door once you start adding lyrics to your songs.
Now, have you done much co-writing over the years, sharing your thoughts and working with somebody else on songs?
Well, for the first album, I did all of the writing, no co-writes on it. But over the last couple of years, I have done a bit of co-writing with a number of other Saskatchewan artists. And I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to do some more of that for sure. And hopefully include some of that on the next album.
That's great. Yeah, it's always a little bit of an experience to get used to when you're co-writing with someone, right? Especially if you haven't done it before. You've just got to get used to sharing thoughts and opening up and not being afraid of criticizing or getting criticism.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's definitely, you know, again, it's another new door that you open when you bring someone else into the whole creating, you know, mixing pot, I guess. And but it's nice to kind of bounce ideas off each other and you know, two heads are better than one, they say.
Yeah, exactly. You'll end up with a song that you couldn't have created alone because those two minds are coming together, your own separate experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned earlier about working on the next album, working towards it. What stage are you at and what can we expect on it, Catherine?
Well, at this point, it's still quite early in the works yet. I'm going to be working with a producer here in Saskatchewan who has been, you know, worked with quite a few artists in the Canadian country music scene, and I'm really looking forward to working with him and doing some more writing and hopefully get a few co-writes going on and hopefully. There's still, you know, a lot of dates to be defined yet because it's so early in the stages, but
yeah.
We'll definitely be keeping people posted once we have some more solid dates to announce.
Awesome. And the website where people, one of them that they can check you out at is KatherineLewins.com. And there's links there to your other sites. Anything else going to be coming up on YouTube for us to check out? Any new songs you might have there, new performances for us to look out for?
Well, actually, I do have another one that's going to be posted here in the next couple of days, probably. It's actually a performance I did with a group of high school students here in Saskatoon. And we did actually a Miranda Lambert song for their Remembrance Day service. So everybody can keep their eyes open for that.
Oh, good. Well, we'll look for that. Hey, it's been great talking with you, Catherine, and playing the songs from the album. And I wish you all the best as you start to work towards the next album. And we'll look forward to hearing that. Thanks so much for being part of the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Dave.
My guest today has been Saskatchewan country artist Catherine Lewins, and she is, in fact, the 2011 Saskatchewan Country Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year, and her debut album, which you can check out online, is called Kicking Up Dust. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.